deadly storms in the south. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. At least three people are dead after suspected tornadoes tore through parts of Louisiana. A woman was found dead this afternoon in St. Charles Parish. Yesterday, a woman and her young son were found dead after their mobile home was destroyed near Shreveport. St. Bernard Parish Sheriff Jimmy Pullman says in that area, they're dealing with mostly property damage.
There's no power from Naughton to the parish line. So we strongly recommend that most of those areas have been affected by the storm, that we don't want anybody that doesn't have any business in that area to be in that area.
Forecasters say additional severe weather is also possible in the Florida Panhandle. The nation's largest water supplier has declared a drought emergency for all of Southern California, clearing the way for potential mandatory water restrictions early next year that could impact 19 million people. The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California provides water to 26 different agencies that supply major population centers like Los Angeles and San Diego counties. The federal government taking steps to prevent seniors from getting scammed by Medicare advertising.
The Biden administration has proposed banning misleading ads for Medicare Advantage plans that don't cover people's doctors or prescriptions. The ban will eliminate ads that use confusing words, imagery, or logos, as well as those that don't mention a specific insurance plan by name. Medicare Advantage plans are privately run versions of Medicare programs for those over 65 or with disabilities. Agents from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have been secretly shopping for private plans by responding to ads, often finding that brokers have overstated potential benefits and savings.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. By a vote of 224 to 201, the House has passed a measure that'll fund the government through December 23rd. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Department of Justice announces several indictments over what it says was a social media pump and dump scheme.
A federal grand jury in the Southern District of Texas returning indictments on eight men accused of conspiracy to commit securities fraud for an alleged long-running social media-based scheme to pump the price of securities while concealing their intent to later dump their shares at artificially inflated prices, netting almost $114 million in profits, we're told. The FBI Houston field office is investigating the case, saying law enforcement partners remain committed to identifying, investigating, and pursuing those who seek to undermine the U.S. financial market and investors. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has banned social media app TikTok from devices owned by the state government's executive branch, joining several other Republican governors who have done so, citing the platform's Chinese ownership and growing national security worries. When it comes to gift giving, many Americans are feeling the effects of inflation.
More than half of U.S. adults are having a hard time with holiday gifting. According to an Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll, 69% say they've seen higher prices for gifts recently, up from 58% last year. 57% say it's been harder to afford the things they want to give, a big jump from the 40% who felt that way a year ago. The vast majority of them cutting back on giving because of it. Affording food for holidays holiday meals is also a struggle, for about two-thirds of households pulling in less than $50,000 a year. For households making about $100,000 or more, about half reporting difficulties with the holiday food bill. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A bumpy day on Wall Street after the Fed raised its benchmark interest rate in its fight against inflation. The Dow lost 142, the Nasdaq minus 85, S&P off 24. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.